Welcome to episode 1173 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we bring you the best trivia from around the internet. Let's begin with an easy round. The category is historic classifieds. Here's the first question. FSBO vast region including Aleutian Islands, 7.2 million. The answer is Alaska. The U.S. purchased Alaska from Russia in 1867 for $7.2 million. Here's the second question. In 431, he would have been interested in the ad Bishop needed for Celtic Island, must have shamrock. The answer is St. Patrick. He is known as the patron saint of Ireland. Here's the third question. Situation wanted, this ex-naval minister seeks post, nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, sweat. The answer is Winston Churchill. These words are from a famous speech he gave in 1940 during his tenure as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Here's the fourth question. In 1508, he may have responded to chapel painter needed, strong neck a must. The answer is Michelangelo. He painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel from 1508 to 1512, a task that required great physical strength and endurance. Here's the fifth question. In the 1660s, she could have advertised, "Experienced Queen Seeks Throne, Catholic Countries Only." The answer is Queen Christina of Sweden. She abdicated the throne of Sweden in 1654 and converted to Catholicism, moving to Rome. Now for round two. The category is 1995 cars. Here's the first question. This company introduced a new ragtop Celica. The answer is Toyota. Here's the second question. Pontiac Sunfire replaced this other Sun model. The answer is the Sunbird. Here's the third question. The base price of its new XJ6 sedan was €53,450, while its XJ12 was priced at €77,250. The answer is Jaguar. Here's the fourth question. This Japanese automaker's Odyssey was its first minivan. The answer is Honda. Here's the fifth question. Consumer Reports' top recommended small car was its Integra LS. The answer is Acura. Now we move to round three. The category is Tough Chicks. Here's the first question. Yvonne Craig on TV and Alicia Silverstone in film played this hero. The answer is Batgirl. Here's the second question. This New Zealander hung up her chakram in 2001. The answer is Lucy Lawless, known for her role as Xena in the television series Xena Warrior Princess. Here's the third question. As this hero, Linda Carter was in her satin tights, fighting for her rights. The answer is Wonder Woman. Here's the fourth question. She was played on TV by Diana Rigg and in film by Uma Thurman. The answer is Emma Peel. Emma Peel is a fictional spy played by Diana Rigg in the British 1960s adventure television series The Avengers and by Uma Thurman in the 1998 film version. Here's the fifth question. She was a kick as Yu Shu Lin in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Wai Lin in Tomorrow Never Dies. The answer is Michelle Yeoh. Now let's move to round four. The category is comedians. Here's the first question. This comic's trial by fire fueled his comedy routines. The answer is Richard Pryor. He often incorporated his life experiences, including his struggles with drug addiction and his infamous freebasing accident, into his stand-up routines. Here's the second question. Michael Palin was one of the knights who say knee in a 1975 film by this comedy troupe. The answer is Monty Python. The film is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Here's the third question. His teaming with Dean Martin lasted 10 years, from 1946 to 1956. The answer is Jerry Lewis. He and Dean Martin were a popular comedy duo during this period. Here's the fourth question. Before he became Mork from Ork, he studied acting with John Houseman at Juilliard. The answer is Robin Williams. Here's the fifth question. After walking the beat with Nick Nolte, he's on his own in Beverly Hills Cop. The answer is Eddie Murphy. And now for the final round. The category is Transportation in Song. Here's the first question. In the Christmas song, they know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on this. The answer is his sleigh. Here's the second question. A hotel party inspired Steven Tyler to write Love In one of these, Livin' It Up When I'm Going Down. The answer is an elevator. The song is Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith. Here's the third question. In Dead Man's Curve, the driver of a Jaguar XKE challenged the driver of this Chevy sports car to a drag race. The answer is a Corvette, specifically the Stingray model. Dead Man's Curve is a song by Jan and Dean. Here's the fourth question. Deo, this Harry Belafonte Calypso favorite, was featured in a raucous dinner scene in the film Beetlejuice. The answer is the Banana Boat song. Here's the fifth question. In The Letter by the Box Tops, they didn't have time to take a fast train, so they got a ticket on this. The answer is an airplane. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.